Let's get to our guest, Paul Christopher, head of global market strategy at Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Paul, let's talk a little bit about the BOJ action. I'm not sure if it's fair to say that the BOJ wants to have it both ways, but there's both tightening and easing aspects to the move. So net-net, for Paul Christopher, do you like this move?
Yes, we do. You're right. Some tightening with the changing in the yield curve policy, but some extra buying of government bonds that will help with the economy. So is this a bad move? Well, too soon to tell, but they had to do something to stop or at least intervene in the great shorting that's been going on in Japanese government debt as well as in the yen. Those are not good for the economy over the long haul. So, yeah, there's some position squaring going on right now. So it's positive, at least for the moment.
Positive for the moment. Do you think the markets are going to be satisfied with this? Do you think they're going to push for more action from the BOJ?
Yeah, it's typically the case that markets will take a certain amount of intervention and then push. Okay, you're going to buy $9 trillion in Japanese government debt? Let's see if you'll do 10. Let's see if you'll do 11. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. And notice that the spreads in the swap, between the swaps and the JGB themselves, yeah, are still where they were yesterday. So markets maybe not believing it quite yet.
Well, I think that one byproduct of this would be that for everybody who has neglected the yen of late, that maybe it's nice to be diversified and maybe add some yen to the portfolio. Is that sensible?
Maybe not quite time yet. Look, the yen was definitely oversold, and what we're seeing now is an oversold bounce. But again, if the market decides to test the BOJ, it would do it not just with pushing yields higher on the bonds, but also by selling the yen forward. Again, so it remains to be seen there whether it's time yet. We think it's probably too early for Europe and Japan. We would prefer the U.S. right now.
Okay, so let's move there, because it seems to me that this whole moving out of monetary stimulus is going to take a time. You know, this is not going to happen overnight. So in the U.S., though, we've got that big uncertainty of the Fed. Or actually, to me, it's not uncertainty at all. They're going to keep raising rates, and they intend at this point to keep them high over the course of the year. Should I just look around in equities for individual companies that can do well in this environment, or forget equities altogether?
Oh, we definitely wouldn't forget equities altogether, but we would agree with you that the Fed is going to keep rates higher for longer than the market thinks. This idea of tapering, where they go from 75 basis points in hike to a 50 hike to a 25 in hike, does not mean that a cut of 25 is the next thing to happen. They could easily hold rates at a high level for a while. We think the economy is at the doorstep of recession. We do expect that recession to be necessary, along with those elevated rates, to push the economy or push inflation down. So we would remain defensive here, and maybe not so much individual companies, but there are sectors that we like. What we would think of as those that have some organic revenue growth, good cash generation, energy, for example, really good cash generation this year, and then maybe good balance sheets. So healthcare fits that bill. And we think tech, oddly enough, I know you'll tell me it's been taken out behind the woodshed and spanked, but we like what we're seeing in valuations coming down there. So as three sectors where we think you can be defensive here a little bit and dollar cost average into these positions for several more months, and then we think you will start to look for some opportunities to be more cyclical, yes.
But you say, you've been saying pay attention to layoffs. It seems like we've only seen baby steps in that area. Do you think that gets more aggressive going forward?
Yeah, first thing that happens, well, first thing we need to remember is that the labor market is the last pillar of strength in the economy to fall as you go into recession. So we would not expect layoffs to become more prominent until we were more clearly and more obviously in a spending recession. We're not quite there yet. But I would expect a lot of those, you know, the two job openings for every applicant, that's going to go away. They're just going to pull those open recs. You're not going to get the job creation going forward. And that will have some of the same impact on spending.
So do you have any industries that you like, or when it comes to stocks, where do we start looking? Are you very defensive, like healthcare and utilities, or do you see opportunities in any of the, you know, companies that have more value or maybe are some kind of growth opportunity?
Yeah, we don't really like utilities right now. The high interest rates have put a damper on that one. So it's not strictly a defensive play. I'd call it more of a quality play. IT, energy, healthcare. Again, good organic growth prospects, good revenue streams, good cash production, and good balance sheets. That's where we want to be right now, because we think the losses will be comparatively less by the time this market finally bottoms. We're not there yet.
We had some interesting earnings today. One kind of looks at the possibility of recession. One looks at inflation. Nike came out with very strong sales. So I think you have to give them credit for that. And that's one reason the stock's up 12% in after hours. FedEx, well, they did a good job of cost cutting, saving $1 billion or so. Is the ingeniousness of American companies going to partially save the day?
It typically does. But you want to be careful when you're looking at those companies that have good revenue streams. Is it being driven by sales of units or by price increases? And if the latter, that ultimately we think will undermine their profitability because they just won't be able to keep up that with as the quantity sold declines faster than the prices can rise. So be careful with looking at the revenue streams. Would tend to look more at the profit margins and at the cost cutting.
All right. Well, we're out of time. I probably should have said perceived ingeniousness of management teams in the United States, but obviously some credit is often given there. Thanks so much for joining us, Paul. Paul Christopher, head of Global Market Strategy at Wells Fargo Investment Institute.